It's Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Just before the break, filmmaker Aaron Biebert said he was looking for the truth about e-cigarettes as he set out to make his first feature film. But is that truth with a capital or a lowercase t?
Defining truth is part of the idea behind the Truth Booth, which is coming to Linden Sculpture Garden on August 19th. The giant inflatable speech bubble and video recording booth was created by the four artist members of the Cause Collective. It's on a 24-city U.S. tour collecting people's answers to the open-ended statement, truth is...
According to Polly Morris, Linden's executive director, the arrival of the Truth Booth fits neatly into a summer of programming that is already exploring the nature of truth and who speaks it.
Sometimes these confluences are fortuitous and sometimes they're long planned. We've been working for the past year on a project that's really coming to fruition this summer with an artist named Fo Wilson, who used to live in Milwaukee but now lives in Chicago, teaches at Columbia College Chicago. And this summer, we realized something called Eliza's Peculiar Cabinet of Curiosities, which is an outdoor structure that is both a slave cabin and a Wunderkammer, or Cabinet of Curiosities. And it imagines what an enslaved woman might have collected in her quarters in the antebellum period, pretty much. And as part of this project, we had planned a number of performances, one of which is taking place on Saturday, August 6th at Linden, and another one the following Saturday at Linden, and then another one in September. And these performances in some ways carry on with a project we began last summer with choreographer Reggie Wilson called Movement and Migration. And we've been doing projects exploring the Black imagination and the role of the Black imagination in imagining the future, all of our futures. So when I got an invitation out of the blue to be a stop on the tour of the Truth Booth, I was very excited about the resonances between these projects. The Truth Booth is the work of the Cause Collective, which is a group of artists. Perhaps the one best known in Milwaukee is Hank Willis Thomas, but also Will Sylvester, Jim Ricks, and Ryan Alexiev. And they've been touring the Truth Booth, which is basically an inflatable sculpture that looks like a speech bubble, around the world since 2011. And this election season, they're doing a 24-city tour across the United States to gather two-minute videos from the public that answer the question, the truth is. So I think both Fo Wilson and the artists involved in the Cause Collective are very interested in the contested nature of the truth. And, you know, if Fo's project focuses a great deal on marginalized voices like those of enslaved people or those she depicts in the gallery exhibition, which involves showing quite a number of altered postcards of happy Black servants from the early 20th century. And as Fo says, she collages them and adds things to them to restore their dignity. But again, you know, voices that were excluded from the main narratives of history. I think the Truth Booth is coming in and looking at what we think about the truth right now. And as we know, in this time of elections leading up to the general election, the truth is, again, very contested, and people are very interested in this.
I think one of the things that I find fascinating about the way all of this is coming together is that truth as a concept seems to be very firm. It seems to be that there is a truth, you know, that we all kind of think that there is some sort of idealized thing that is truth. And I think the reality is that it's actually probably a lot more fluid than that. And it all depends on your point of view. And I, having interviewed Fo before, and she's just wonderful, I'm fascinated by this particular view of like, well, you know, the truth that this person who might have lived in this cabin was probably very different from the truth of other people around her.
Yes. And I mean, Fo is an Afrofuturist. So she if you visit the cabin, you'll see that among the many objects and pieces of media collected in there, there are things that are from what would have been Eliza, the imagined enslaved woman, from her past and her present and the future. Because I think Afrofuturists like Fo believe that our understanding of the past and the present can help us build a more hopeful future. And I think the people from the Cause Collective also believe that if we get a deeper understanding of what the truth is, a very dynamic concept in this moment, it will help us shape the future.
The truth booth is only going to be here the one day, though, right? FOS piece is up now.
Yes. The cabin will be up, we hope, for as many as 3 to 5 years. We are building a K-12 education program around it, you know, that focuses on how contemporary artists use history as a medium. And this gets, again, back to the dynamic concept of the truth and truth's relationship to interpretation and personal experience. So we hope to have that on the grounds as a temporary installation for many years. Her exhibition in the gallery is up through the end of October. But indeed, the Truth Booth will be making one stop only, one day only, on August 19th.
So if someone is interested in participating and actually having that 1 or 2 minute video made, do they just show up?
Yes, you can just show up. We are waiving admission to the garden that day. And in addition, Sue Pezanowski-Brown, who teaches at Escuela Fratni and is our new teacher in residence, and Claudia Orjuela, who's our graduate fellow, will be leading guided tours between the Truth Booth and Eliza's cabin and leading discussions and provoking questions and offering activities for people of all ages to participate in. So some of those, if you're coming as a group, you can schedule those in advance, but we will also have those available for individuals who are visiting. So we just expect people to come up and participate.
How do you see the connection between what Faux is doing in her pieces, both the cabin and the exhibition, and what the Truth Booth is doing? How do they overlap?
Well, I think that a lot of contemporary artists are very interested in how we got to this moment in time and how we think about this moment in time and what the future is going to look like. I mean, this is a very conflicted moment in race relations in the United States and the actual daily living of African Americans in urban areas. And I think that artists are manifesting a political interest in many ways in making work that puts the imagination front and center in exploring these questions. And I think that artists, particularly African American artists right now, are working very hard to make a case for the imagination, the creative force is important in developing our ideas about the future.
What else is going on at Linden? We haven't talked for a while, so I'm always curious about how people are taking the, you know, the sculptures that are there and as part of the permanent collection and, you know, what kinds of responses you're getting from the community.
Well, one reason we do temporary commissions like Eliza's Cabin is to recontextualize our permanent collection. And I'm always interested in how people see the temporary projects relating to the permanent collection. Several years ago, we acquired Emily Clark's Field Research Station, which is basically an outdoor research station, very interactive, and people see a lot of parallels between those things. It's inevitable that one walks through the sculptures of the permanent collection to get to a place like Eliza's Cabin. So I think it, you know, it makes people more attentive to what we have out there. This is also the main reason we do performance at Linden. This Saturday, Victor Lee and his collaborators will be performing, and that'll be something that takes place outdoors, probably in a number of locations. And again, that will change the way people experience the permanent collection. And in another week, when Honeypot Performance comes up from Chicago, they will be adapting their latest production, Masking Her, as an ambulatory outdoor performance, which is what we tend to do at Linden. We don't have an outdoor performing area. We don't have an indoor performing area.
You're not technically a performing area,
yeah,
but you are,
but,
which is great.
Yeah, and in the summer and when, you know, weather permits. And all of these performances, we did one earlier in July with Tamika Reed, a wonderful cellist from Chicago, who performed on the porch of the slave cabin, a program she called Airs for Eliza, which included improvised and through composed responses to the cabin, but also to the environment around the cabin. You know, you could hear her responding to the wind in the trees and the insects as the evening set in. And both Victor Lee's performance and Honeypot's performance will also respond in some way to Faux's work and create a richer way to think about what Faux's doing and what contemporary sculpture and what contemporary art is right now.
I love the idea of having performance around something that most of us tend to think of as sort of static. It gets placed. There's a sculpture. It might be interactive. It might have some moving parts. But it's just there most of the time. And you know, having somebody interact with it as part of a performance just really opens it up.
Well, and for Victor Lee's performance, he and his collaborators will be reenacting the picnic scene from Julie Dash's seminal film, Daughters of the Dust. And as part of the performance, audience members will participate in a meal that they're preparing for everybody. So I think he's very interested in creating deep experiences for people in very specific environments that refer to other things from history, his personal family history. His father is coming up and collaborating with him. Victor's done a lot of work on his family history down south. So he's interested in memory and generations. And I think these are the kinds of things that change the way that people perceive the space and the content of the sculpture garden.
Is the weather going to be in your favor?
The weather always has to be in our favor.
But I think the at least for this weekend, I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I try not to look at the weather. My life in the summer is extremely stressful.
I bet. Well, it has not been extremely stressful having you back in the studio, Polly. And I want to thank you so much for taking some time to tell us about what's going on at Linden. It sounds like the next few weeks are going to be really exciting there.
They are. And at the same time, you know, we have our regular programs going on like summer camps in which we are raising chickens this summer. So every day I go in and watch the chickens growing. They're in the house right now. They will soon be going outside. And we have a vegetable garden that the kids are all working on. And last week, the kids built rafts that they sailed across the pond. So every day, there's something new and exciting going on at Linden.
Polly Morris is executive director of the Linden Sculpture Garden in Brown Deer. The Truth Booth arrives for one day only on August 19th. But you can see the performances Polly mentioned this weekend and next, and Fo Wilson's temporary installation and the permanent collection anytime. There's a link to more information about everything Linden offers at WUWM.com.
We will take one last break and then take a road trip to the Apostle Islands with Lake Effect Susan Bentz. Lake Effect continues in a moment on 89.7 WUWM.